Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Gear from MLBShop.com helps you show everyone what team you're with before you even say a word. So people start asking you things locals and fans know, like,
you with the crew?
You from the D?
Where'd you go to high school?
Your dad put you in brown and gold.
You see skins, girl?
You get your Dodger dog?
Siempre 305.
You see Big Dumper 60?
Do you see him put Vladdy in the jacket?
How about 4070?
You see Judges 62?
Shohei's 50-50.
The gear says it all.
Cut from the city. Go to MLBShop.com.
MLB trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's the refreshing!
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888. You don't succeed in life by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award.
Whether it's moving to a new home or office, optimizing your logistics, or managing your workplace, trust Hildrip.
Schedule your free appointment online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip, a world in motion.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, or one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head football coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport.
Realtek 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Realtek 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks with your problems. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
From the original Free Second Opinion studio, here's Hugh Joyce.
Hello. Are you facing a big HVAC or plumbing repair bill? Have a nagging problem? Don't settle for the first advice you get. Call James River Air and ask for the original free second opinion. The James River Air professional technicians will get you a solution that saves you money and gets you comfortable fast. So don't wait. Call James River Air and ask for the original free second opinion.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Hildrop Moving & Storage, Invictus Sales & Marketing, and James River Air. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 17, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Good evening. You have found Who's Talking. Last show of season 17, and it's almost heartbreaking because it's been such a great season.
You know, both football, 11 wins. Matter of fact, I have that here. I noticed the other day Virginia football and men's basketball had a winning percentage of 0.81, which led the ACC. We had the best record in the conference.
How about them apples?
As far as men's basketball and football are concerned, and we're going to be talking a lot of football tonight. As you always say, it's always football season.
And we have a great show tonight. We got Paul Collins, former UVA offensive lineman. Later in the show, we've got Dr. Boyd Rawls from Ortho Virginia. And then later, John Copper makes a return visit, former UVA linebacker. And he was Mr. Steady Eddie.
And that's good.
He's very low-key.
Paul is Mr. Offense, and John is Mr. Defense.
So it's not an accident that they're on this show.
Well, you're the man. We have ignored special teams, however. We need our friend from Canal Capital.
Noah Greenbaum. Well, we will do that, I promise you, but that'll be closer to next year. All right. First guest, we're delighted to introduce Paul Collins. Paul is... one of the fine linemen that played with Sean Moore and Terry Kirby and Herman Moore. And I have a feeling there was a lot of just give the ball to Terry or fake it to Terry, then throw it to Herman. But maybe I'm wrong.
So when you have Sean on, do you tell people that Sean played with Paul Collins?
I tell him if he'd had an offensive line made up of nothing but Paul Collins, he'd have been in the Hall of Fame.
Every time we have Sean on, it gets monotonous. It's Paul Collins this, Paul Collins that. You know, yeah. It's all about Paul Collins.
he kicked the ball out of my hands in the game for the national title.
So, yep,
I hear you guys.
You know, every time I've seen that video, I said, I guarantee you Paul would like to contact ESPN and have that little, you know, video like edited just slightly.
Well,
you know,
Paul, true story, Sean Moore texted me before that came on the ESPN network, and he said, hey, PC, I got your name up. You're one of the few guys we talked about. And I'm like, oh, man, that's awesome. I appreciate it. But little did I know it was me kicking the ball out of his hands.
Wow.
You know, and that was one of, there were like three giant flukes in that game. The pass to Nicky Fisher in the flat.
Nicky Fisher hit his face mask, yep.
Yeah, I mean, the guy, he did nothing wrong his entire career except one play.
Well,
you know, I mean, go ahead.
Sometimes that can be memorable,
How about you're missing the
point? You know, it's a Clark pass against Furman. You know?
And then there was obviously the not enough men on the field of the line of scrimmage, and they threw the flag, and almost had cardiac arrest on that flag. That one almost did me in, and I was a young man back then. But anyway.
Hey, Paul, Frank's got all sorts of detailed questions. Let me just ask you, the game in Brazil, are you for it, against it, or indifferent?
No, I'm totally against it. I don't know how much money we aren't going to make. I mean, I got to imagine it's not going to be a lot of money by the time you have the support staff. If we were playing Southern Cal, Oregon, Texas, Georgia, but, a non-conference, NC State Wolfpack game, frankly, go play it in Charlotte and get fans there. You're not going to have anybody there. So no, I'm against it. It's not. I don't see value in it. But somebody did.
You know what's really strange about that game is I have yet to find anyone that has any connectivity to the University of Virginia that will say a positive thing about this game. That you just don't give up a home game. Now, I later in the season, we actually do play West Virginia on September 19th. Down in Charlotte in the Duke's Mayo Classic. And I know we're getting paid something for that, but at least the overhead to get there isn't so much. But, the overhead to get a football team and staff and all your gear and all your high-ranking administrators to rate Rio de Janeiro, that cannot be cheap.
And normally they drive the gear in a truck. They're not going to do that to Brazil.
No, that's true.
They're going to paddle it over. Go put some energy in the tires.
Go across the Gulf of America.
Well, we have a great crew team.
That's right.
Maybe they could get in a couple of boats and practice their rowing and pull that thing on a barge.
So my concern is, do we come back and we have a game the next week?
No, we have an open date, and then they play Norfolk State.
Okay. I was going to be concerned. If there was a game the following week, I mean, the jet lag, who knows what's going to go on with the food. I know they'll have armed guards at the hotels. Brazil's not the safest of places. So.
You know, it's funny you say that because I know, when I was doing the games for the radio, for the basketball, we actually had two trips to Maui, but Coach Bennett never wanted to go to Maui because of the distance involved and the problem coming back and getting everybody acclimated. So sometimes you worry a little bit about that from a travel perspective. And you're right. Yeah. I hope nobody gets sick down there. Different kind of food in Brazil. But anyway, Frank's got questions about football.
As usual, Habo totally hijacked the segment. All right. Paul, let's talk about important things like offensive linemen that have returned. All right. By my count, and this is as of today, Mikhail Boley, the left tackle, is back. He's a grad student. Noah Josie, the left offensive guard, is a grad student. He's back. Drake Metcalf, who played some center, he's back. By the way, all three of those young men are well over 300 pounds. Then I found 7 other players that I believe have working experience, not necessarily starters. Noah Hartso from J.R. Tucker locally, he's had knee stuff, but he's back. I think last year he was fully healthy. He's back. I know that Haba's asleep. The offensive lineman, help me, he was from Hawaii.
Oh. Right off the top of my head, I can't remember
his
name.
You're killing me. Jeff McDonald.
Sponsor.
Jeff
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yes.
I thought you were talking about a current player.
Jeff McDonald always talks about Noah as being a very talented young man that he actually worked with when he did some mentoring work. Monroe Mills is back. I believe he's a right tackle. He's spent a lot of time on injured reserve. We hope that he's 100% because he was the highest graded lineman that they went out and got in the portal. McKaylin Thomas.
Yeah, didn't they?
Go ahead.
Didn't they got like what, 5 or 6 transfers too, right? Didn't they get 5 or 6 of the linemen in the transfer portal?
Yeah, but we don't know anything about these guys. I went digging, and you know, I'm sorry, I don't work for the CIA, but I don't know. I like McKaylin Thomas. There's some information on him. He's 6'3", 315. Ben York has been a Wahoo all of his college life, and he played some last year at right tackle. Was a little shaky on pass defense, better at run offense. Hopefully he can help. Cole Serber is a senior, and Ben York, I just mentioned, he's a senior. So he's 6'5", 310. At least Virginia can put out, you know, an impressive line on the field in size.
And listen, I mean, that's going to be that's the strength of the returning team. There's definitely you've got some receiver issues you got to figure out with some of the off-field problems and, you know, guys leaving. So you've got, I mean, the first couple games with those guys up front, you just, I wouldn't get too tricky, new quarterback, breaking in a new quarterback. I'd just line up and run it down their throat.
Well, the good thing is both the quarterbacks that are going to be competing to be starters, and it, by all accounts, Bo Pribula, number 7, is the front runner. But Eli Holstein can zing it, and he played at 2 different schools.
Pitt most recently.
In Alabama, I think.
Imagine this conversation if our last year's QB had won his court case.
Well, you know what's fascinating is I don't think that was ever going to happen. I talked to a lot of people, and that 7th year was like, you know, one planet removed from being impossible. But I do like the tight end room led by Rodgers is pretty impressive. Listen to the size of these tight ends that are going to be lining up. Dakota Twitty is back. Hopefully his knee is 100%. He's 6'5".
It was an ankle, I think.
Ankle, I'm sorry. He's 6'5", 215. Rodgers is 6'4", 235. Willem Thurber, 6'5", 235. Connor Cox, who had played at South Carolina and North Carolina, he is 6'6", 250. That's a garbage truck. He's playing tight end, but he's a monster.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying he's the size of a tackle. I mean, he's just a big giant run blocker. Is Harrison Whaley back? Did we lose the running back? I know we lost
Did
Whaley come back or is he gone?
Whaley unfortunately is long gone. Jamari Taylor is going to be drafted probably in the 2nd round. His draft stock has gone up. I've been reading some things. They liked his durability. The more they looked at his film, they realized he was one tough dude. And I kept saying that last year. That guy took hit after hit and kept getting up, and he's
shifty. I mean, listen, that's, you know, the hope is we can go find another one like that, right? You got a kid from a lower level that, frankly, is – and listen, all college football is full of that now. The quarterback at Ole Miss, you know, the kid that played at Ferris State, whatever it was. I mean, the difference – you know, the line between the divisions, whether it's 1A, 1AA, or whatever you want to call it, FCF, FBS, and frankly, even the lower levels is so small now. I think that hopefully you got to find another running back like him.
Well, the good news at running back is Xavier Brown is back and healthy. Okay. Now, he's a shifty, dodgy, get to the edge, make a guy miss and go 20. But listen to what they're saying about Peyton Lewis. He's the young man that came from Tennessee by way of Salem, Virginia. I kind of like this.
Yeah, I think he wasn't the player of the year in Virginia.
I do not understand how this guy got out of Virginia. 6'1", and he's about 215 at tailback. They're talking about him a lot, the coaches after practices. So he's going to push Noah Vaughn, Zay Davis, and Xavier Brown. A lot of people are talking about the other two running backs, Solomon Beebe, they say is ultra fast and may climb the depth chart. Ja'Kale Middlebrook, they said he's shifty and pretty fast. So I don't think any of these running backs have locked it down yet, although you have to think that Zay Davis and Noah Vaughn have an advantage, as does Xavier Brown, because they've already been there and they know the offense.
What's the rotation that Elliott likes at running back? How many guys does he like to play?
He doesn't play many, but he did last year with Xavier Brown. He was rotating him in
with
quite a bit
Taylor.
With Jamari Taylor. But we found out Jamari Taylor was a world beater. I mean, we hope that this young man from Tennessee can do the same thing. And he's Peyton Lewis. The coaches say he's strong, he's fast, and what they want to see is for him to get a bigger workload in this last week before the spring game, and that means they're looking at him hard.
His level of competition for the last 2 years, he's clearly not going to be intimidated by the level of competition.
Paul, what do you hear in your circles, which I know are very close to the program? What's the general assessment of the team and what they expect this year?
It's so funny, Hobo, because, I think there's 40 to 45 new faces, and that's going to be every year. In the old days, you'd watch a kid develop over 2 or 3 years, and you'd have a pretty good feeling, what he was going to be able to do. But now there's so much turnover on everybody's roster, and there's so many new faces. I think a huge component of spring ball is just integrating the team and the locker rooms and having some success. And clearly we've done that. I mean, listen, we've been winning in the portal, and I don't want to say the highest rank, but certainly productivity of the players we've grabbed has been there. So, I haven't heard a whole lot, honestly, other than it's a lot of new faces and a lot of new integration and getting everybody on the same page. And I think that's a big, for whatever you want to say or don't say about Tony, he's done a great job.
Yes.
Integrating a bunch of new players every year. And there are plenty of examples in college football, a la Florida State, who have been a dumpster fire, who can't
right,
integrate
who cannot
those
do
players.
It. And there's some
so,
hot-powered, highly paid coaches that have done badly with this. And
correct.
And you got to give Tony Elliott credit. He adjusted to the big transition last year, and they did well.
Well, listen, we've talked about it. I've talked about it. Vertical alignment of the athletic department, right? Whether it was Tony, whether it was admissions blocking portal players, whether it was having money, we've gotten our stuff together. So, frankly, Carla's taken a lot of heat. She deserves a lot of credit, as do multiple people. But, right now, for the last 2 years, the athletic department, the academic side, the NIL fundraising, the programs that we're using for the portal. I mean, we're on the same page, and the results are showing in the program. So it's encouraging, it's refreshing, and, it's right now we've got it figured out.
All right. Well, Paul, we're going to have to leave it there. We want to thank you for joining us tonight, and it has been a great season of Who's Talking. It's been an outstanding football season this past fall, and 11 wins, no less, Hobo.
Yeah, terrific.
Yeah, winning is good, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And let's see if they can do it again. That would be impressive.
Yeah, well, 11 is a high expectation, but set the bar high.
You know what?
We'll take it.
I'll take 8 this year. It's a tougher schedule, but you know what? The fact that that Virginia fans and media can now look forward to football season is a great feeling, isn't it?
Oh, Lord, here comes my increase on my seat license.
Well, you could handle it, Paul.
I thought you were going to make a huge gift to those new lockers they're building.
New lockers, nothing. How about a larger check to Who's Talking? That's what
Man,
we're talking
y'all
about
seen
here.
What boat, y'all seen what boat gas is right now? That's where all
yes.
mine's going.
You're living a tough life.
We're going to open up the strait.
He's going down to Alamorada and deep sea fishing and... God, every time you send those pictures, I think jumping off the Lee Bridge.
Those boats run on diesel fuel. That's expensive.
Yes.
All right, boys. Have a great night.
Hey, thank you so much. All right, Who's Talking? That was the first segment with Paul Collins. We're having fun. Second segment coming up right away. We got Dr. Boyd Rawls. So stay with us. Who's Talking continues.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the original Free Second Opinion Studio, here's Hugh Joints.
Hello. Are you facing a big HVAC or plumbing repair bill? Have a nagging problem? Don't settle for the first advice you get. Call James River Air and ask for the original free second opinion. The James River Air professional technicians will get you a solution that saves you money and gets you comfortable fast. So don't wait. Call James River Air and ask for the original free second opinion.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jody Smith, a sports medicine physician with Ortho Virginia and a proud UVA grad. At Ortho Virginia, in addition to taking care of teams at the high school, college, and professional level, we pride ourselves in taking care of recreational athletes of all ages. When orthopedic problems take you out of the game, you can visit us at one of our 7 offices in Richmond or walk into one of our 3 ortho on-call locations if you can't come in during normal business hours. You can also visit our website, orthovirginia.com, to make a scheduled appointment with me or my PA, Susan Kuehr, one of our other Ortho Virginia physicians. Because at Ortho Virginia, stronger starts here.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888.
Visit Crown Acura Richmond today and experience 25 years of MDX innovation in motion. Crown Acura Richmond, luxury performance legacy.
At Crown Acura Richmond, you're more than a customer. You're part of our family. Award-winning service and a dedicated team.
Enjoy a stress...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The journey? It starts here, at your local ballpark. On the fields where dreams are born.
All right, fellas, here we go.
Every swing, every step, every moment, it all counts. The fundamentals kids learn today, they build the skills and confidence for tomorrow. Pitch, hit, and run. Find a local competition near you and sign up at pitchhitrun.com. Let the journey begin. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, absolutely refreshing!
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Free buying experience with transparent pricing, flexible financing, and the confidence of Acura certified service.
For more info, visit crownacurarichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
You don't succeed in life, business, or on the field by standing still. People in motion get things done.
A proud supporter of UVA Athletics, Hildrip is a 27-time honoree of United Van Lines Customer Choice Award. Wherever life takes you, you can trust Hildrip.
There's no flag on this play.
Schedule your free quote online at Hildrip.com or call 800-476-6683.
Helping customers by delivering excellence in everything they do. Hildrip.
a world in motion.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Who's Talking? Wrapping up season 17. Frank and I hatched this idea at a restaurant in the spring of 2009, and here it is, 2026. A lot has happened in both of our lives in that time frame. We won't bore anybody with that right now, but, you know, from the very outset, Ortho Virginia has been a great partner and sponsor, and Jody, Awushua Chow and our current guests, Dr. Boyd Rawls, have been terrific throughout.
Gordy Rawls, his uncle, used to be one of our key sponsors.
Yeah. So
come on, Hobbo.
The Rawls family. Well, you know, Gordy goes back.
If I don't watch Hobbo, he and Doc
McHugh were good buds back in the
Ronald
day.
Ronald Reagan was a great president. All right.
He was.
Boyd, how are you, sir?
I'm good. Pleasure to be on the grand finale here.
Hey, did the kids give you enough time to watch a little golf last night?
A little bit, yeah.
Good. Good. I don't know. You know, I remember back in the when I was my daughter was young, she'd have friends over and it was a chaos. But I want to ask you. We're curious about one of the big men for Virginia, Jan Grunlow, a German center that. Recently recommitted with to Ritter and Lewis and
others
and half the free world. They all coming back. They all coming back. The whole team is coming back. And good news is Grunlow didn't have to have surgery, but he did play with tape and all kinds of heavy wrap on his right wrist. Have you heard anything? And is there what are they going to do to get him 100%?
Yeah, I mean, I guess at this point, you know, they give him a rest, you know, give the guy a break, you know, for a little while, let things calm down, and, you know, then start to kind of rehab things, and a lot of that rehab is focused around strengthening some of the, you know, some of the muscles in the forearm and things like that to, you know, support the wrist a little bit better.
You know, boy,
so, luckily he's got plenty of time.
What does it tell you the fact that they didn't have to do surgery? What does that tell you about the injury?
Well, I guess one or two things, you know. I mean, either it's something they expect to heal okay on its own, like a, you know, sprain or kind of a lower grade ligament injury, something like that. you know, or I don't guess it's something that there's some things certainly that you can kind of play through, and this is true for, you know, knees and hips and everything else and shoulders, that you can play through, you know, towards the end of the season, then kind of operate on in the off season. So I don't guess that that's what they're planning on doing, but. We'll see.
Yeah, we certainly haven't heard about any surgery, and I would think if they were going to do that, they would have done it right after the season.
Yes.
Right.
So that he would have more time to, you know, work on his skill set. A lot is expected of him next year. I mean, there's no more Hugo staying, you know, in the wings. I mean, this is going to be Grunlow's year.
I think he'll be spending a lot of time with Mike Curtis trying to get a little stronger because that's the, maybe the one thing he needs, a little more strength down in the low blocks. He was a little thin this year and got pushed around a little bit.
A little skinny.
So, yeah, something they don't say about Hobbo anymore, unfortunately.
So, Boyd, your specialty has been hand, wrist. Any big surgeries of late that you learned something new or – faced a challenge you hadn't seen before?
Always learning. It's lifelong learning, really. You know, even the simple stuff is always something to learn. That goes through for more than just medicine and surgery. But I don't know. I always find myself, challenged, you know, here and there. And, you know, they're difficult things that kind of you know, come across your plate, and they tend to kind of come in little spurts, you know. So a lot of times you get, you know, two or three kind of difficult similar cases that you haven't seen in a little bit. But
I don't think you see anything that phases you.
He's mastered it all.
You are the most humble dude. But when you come on Who's Talking, you got to be confident.
This is a gratitude show, Boyd. So we really do appreciate Ortho Virginia. You all have meant so much to Frank and me through the years, and in recent years, your willingness to come on every so often, every two or three weeks, to join us and bring us up to date on injury and be so pleasant and knowledgeable. We're just grateful, and we thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it.
Listen, you have a great night. Go hug that pretty wife and, you know, paddle those kids. You know, spare the rod, spoil the child, right? That's what I always say.
And we'll talk to you again before you know it.
Take care, Boyd.
All right, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. We're going to get back to football with John Copper, former great UVA linebacker. He'll join us after these commercial messages. You're listening to Who's Talking.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo Lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community, ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From the original Free Second Opinion Studio, here's Hugh Joyce.
Hello. Are you facing a big HVAC or plumbing repair bill? Have a nagging problem? Don't settle for the first advice you get. Call James River Air and ask for the original Free Second Opinion. The James River Air professional technicians will get you a solution that saves you money and gets you comfortable fast. So don't wait. Call James River Air and ask for the original Free Second Opinion.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA Med School alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
All right, let's do it. Who's talking? Season 17 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, Frank and Hobbo in studio tonight, wrapping up season 17 of Who's Talking. You know, that's quite an accomplishment to pat ourselves on the back, a show of this nature to last as long as this has. Frank has worked really hard through the years, and of course, I'm enormously talented.
It's like carrying a refrigerator up a staircase. All right.
Hey, right. We got John Copper joining us in a moment, and we did want to, and we'll say this again, but the spring football game is this Saturday at Scott Stadium.
3:30.
3:30 kickoff. Admission is free.
Yes.
And I think it's going to be warm, so dress comfortably.
And you cannot find this on ACC Network or any other TV station.
If you're going to see it, you're going to be there.
If you want to see the new quarterbacks and you want to see the new running back, you got to go. You got to go to Charlottesville. And you know what? You might even get some autographs down on the field with the players. You might meet some guys. And, you know, it's always fun. It's a great thing. And anybody that didn't go to that, you're really not a Wahoo if you're not going to a spring game. Get off your couch and get in the game. All right. John Copper, you were number 54?
54. Well, I started out, Frank, as 76. That was I was the second 76 as a walk-on my first year.
That was they thought you were going to be an offensive lineman or something. What was that all about?
No, they ran out of numbers in the 40s and 50s, and I was technically number 112 on the roster, but as a walk-on and a red shirt, I got number 76 part two there.
You know, positions are supposed to have certain numbers. You know, it was Bronco that had the weird number system.
Yeah, he threw everyone off forever. Let me ask you this, John Copper. What was the high school you came from out in Southwest?
So I went to Northside High School, and then I spent a year in between at Fork Union Military Academy.
That is where you earned your stripes, right?
I think so. You know, it's interesting, Frank. They've changed all this now. I had some pretty substantial stingers at Fork Union. Like, by substantial, I had around 50 during the season.
50?
Which, you know, yeah, 50. You know, I think most people that watch football know what that is, but it's basically you pinch a nerve in your neck, and it usually makes your kind of whole arm and hand go numb and then go tingly. So what happened is our first week of full pads, I was coming in. We were running an ISO play. So defense, I'm playing middle linebacker. We were running a 4-3, and I came in, and I hit shoulder to shoulder with this stout guy, and Devin Perez. He went on and played fullback and H-back at Virginia Tech and special. He was 5'6", 230 pounds. He was the strongest guy. I mean, this is saying a lot at Fork Union. He was the strongest guy on the team. And we hit shoulder to shoulder, you know, that first Saturday of full pads, and it separated my AC joint. So I had a separated shoulder that I played with the entire season, and that started the issue with the stingers. I had a substantial number. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, FUMA was overall was an incredible experience. I'd definitely do it again. I don't know that my game film was actually much better going there, but it definitely gave me another year to develop, and, you know, I was ready when I came to UVA.
Well, you ended up being a three-year starter at inside linebacker.
Yep, which would not have happened had I not been at Fork Union. I mean, that extra year of preparation, you know, was key to that. And also just the way timing, you know, Kai Parham ended up leaving a year early to go to the NFL. Ahmad Brooks also left early, not somewhat of his own accord. So, you know, so it cleared out really nicely for me that redshirt sophomore year, which – you know, that had I not spent an extra year at FUMA, that also wouldn't happen. That was before we had, you know, six-year freshmen with the COVID plans and all that.
Well, John Schumann told me once after a couple of cold drinks, he said, you know, we still can't find any film on John Copper. We've been looking for it. You know, they like you down there. They just can't find it. I'm just kidding. All right. So, unfortunately for you and me, linebackers coach Mike Adams of UVA is doing a Zoom this Wednesday. I was hoping it would be last Wednesday so I could sort of bone up. But the good news on Virginia's linebackers, we have to really like the fact that, the two studs are back. You know, Cam Robinson and Marcellus Maddox are both back. And let me tell you something. These guys could play for anybody. And, I mean, it's a big deal. Virginia also landed Brandon Hillman. I think he's a D lineman maybe from Michigan. We're going to find out what he's made of. I like the fact that Jam Jackson is back at cornerback just because I like his name. Hard to not like a guy named Jam Jackson. As Jacoby Henderson is a newbie at cornerback. I like the fact that Fisher Carmack, the defensive end with the longest arms in college football, is back at defensive end because he can sack a quarterback and really not have to beat his man. If he could just stay up close to him enough, he can reach over the top and grab him.
And hopefully have some tip passes, too.
Yes, he did tip some passes. Ethan Minter, the young man from Thomas Dale, is back at safety, and he... Lord knows, I think he's fooled everybody. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think it almost like he looks at the sidelines. He says, "Don't try to send anybody in. I got this covered." I like the fact that Miles Brown, he's a linebacker, I believe, number 13. He's back. So, you know, there's three linebackers right there with a lot of experience. Donovan Platt is back. He's a sort of a nickelback and cornerback. Caleb Hardy is the linebacker, number 26. He's back. Corey Koster is a very good cornerback, D-back, and sometimes nickel guy. He made some interceptions this year as a true freshman. I like guys like that. Landon Danley is back. He's a linebacker that's been at Virginia his whole career. Virginia's got some players. Now, I don't know that much about the D-line this year. A whole bunch of guys that have been there a long time have moved on. I did see where Britton is back. Have you noticed anybody else?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think on the D-line front, I think with the portal additions, I think we're going to have that somewhat shored up. I mean, and that's a really key position. I mean, I think about my junior year. Was that year we won 9 games, had a really incredible season. Chris Long, of course, anchored that D-line. And then my senior year, Chris had graduated, went on the NFL. We returned returned all four starting linebackers. So we had Jermaine Diaz on the outside. We had Clint Simpson on the other outside.
He's from New Jersey, Jermaine Diaz.
Yep, that's right. And then we had myself and Antonio, who at that point, that was our third year starting. So Clint, Antonio, and I, we played all 3 years together. Oh, and I'm sorry, Jermaine actually left. So Jermaine graduated along with Chris, and it was Denzel Burrell who came in as a first-time starter. So we returned three of our starting four. Clint, Antonio, and I have played together all 3 years. So we were both, all three of us were third-year starters. But our defensive line was a bit of a transition that year, and that's a key component. And I think with what we've done, obviously Fisher Carmack coming back, I mean he's incredible and really fun to watch, and he's the type of guy that offensive coordinators have to coordinate around. You know, he's not somebody that you can just let go and give generic assignments to a tackle or a tight end or a running back to block. He's somebody they're going to have to double team a lot and things like that. But I also think, with who we brought in the portal, I think we're cautiously optimistic about our D-line as a whole, because I think we filled some of those patches with the portal, and I think that'll suit us well going into the year.
You know, I'll tell you this. I'm concerned about the D-line. There were a couple of guys last year that had played together, like some of your players had been together for 3 years, and those guys, they took all the reps. So I'm concerned who will be revealed here in the spring game, and hopefully the guys that you talked about coming in, those guys can live up to it. You know, it's an opportunity. It's a big opportunity. The pass rusher they got from Ohio State last year, whose name is just blown in my ear and going out the other.
Yeah, I don't remember myself.
He was a tremendous pressure. He was kind of like a linebacker, defensive end.
So is he back or is he's gone?
We only had him for 1 year.
Yeah.
But Virginia, the defensive coaches have got their hands full, and in this case, Chris Slade, he coaches some of those guys, and they've got to find them. Mm-hmm. What do you think from the defensive standpoint? I guess it's run defense is the big concern. I think they've got enough guys back that know how to defend the pass, and that's the biggest part of the college game today. But Virginia's got to find some run defenders.
Yeah, but I also think you can be flexible, and this was I think if you look at our defensive line and our defensive lineup, my first year with Coach Groh, so it was a redshirt year, and we had just incredible across the board, prototypical 3-4 two gap defense. But then what happened is our personnel shifted. So I'm 3 inches shorter than Kai. I'm 3 inches shorter than Ahmad. I weighed 40 pounds less than Ahmad. I weighed 20 pounds less than Kai. And same at, defensive line. We went from Chris Canny, who was, I think Chris is 6'7", and 300 pounds. And then I'm trying to think, Andrew Hoffman at nose tackle. Andrew was...
He was a very good football player, wasn't he?
Very, very good. Yeah, and Andrew was, 6'4", 6'5", 285 pounds. We went from Andrew to somebody like Nate Collins or I'm blanking on Nick's last name.
Hey, be careful. Nate lives in Charlottesville. He'll hunt you down.
No, I know. No, I'm just... No, all I'm saying is that personnel shifted. So our junior year... where we had smaller, quicker personnel, both in the D-line and linebackers, we changed to more of a 3-4 hybrid. Yeah. So instead of guys lining up straight in front, two-gapping, because we had a bunch of, 6'5", 275-plus guys on D-line, we ended up being off-tackle, off-center, and had guys that were a lot quicker and a lot faster. And, we won just as many games my junior year with a modified defense. And that's what – I mean, that's how the personnel lines up this year.
Yeah, the bottom line –
I think that's what Coach Zinsky, I think that what Coach Slade – I mean, that's what they're going to do.
I'll agree with you, but I'm going to say this. Coach Rudzinski has got to do more adjusting than Dez Kitchings, the offensive coordinator. The defensive coordinator this year, he is going to have to make a lot of adjustments. All right. Air board op is staring me down. We have come up against a hard break, and we want to thank you very much for joining us tonight. And John Copper, you and I need to talk this week, and you know what that means.
Yep, no, that sounds great. I'll be at the game this weekend too, so I'll look forward to seeing you guys there.
That'd be great. Listen, take care of yourself.
John, thank you. All right, we're going to go to break. We got our last segment, the Olympic News, brought to you by VAF. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve.
This year marks 25 years of the legendary Acura MDX, America's best-selling three-row luxury SUV of all time.
Every MDX is built with Acura's commitment to precision-crafted performance, where luxury meets exhilarating drive.
Right now at Crown Acura Richmond, discover special offers on the MDX and the entire Acura lineup.
For more information, visit CrownAcuraRichmond.com or call 804-361-8447.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services. There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News.
To learn more, go to FaisonCenter.org. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Cam Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraylin Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit virginiaathleticsfoundation.com.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
Hey, we're back. Final segment tonight. It's been a lot of fun. We want to thank Paul Collins, Dr. Boyd Rawls, and John Copper. It's been a spirited show. We've had fun. A lot of personal insights and some good humor. And now we have the Olympic Sports Report for the Cavaliers, sponsored by the VAF and delivered by none other than Hobbo.
Yes, indeed. It's probably old news now, but we have a new women's basketball coach, Aaron Roussel, who is coming from the University of Richmond.
So we got a French guy?
And the good news is we came to the city of Richmond to get the men's coach. That worked out pretty well, so hopefully Coach Roussel will be equally as successful. The other thing, I don't know if we mentioned it or not, but Coach Tony Elliott has received an extension through the 2030 football season. So that's another 5 years of Coach Elliott being the head guy in Charlottesville, which I think is good news based on, as you and Paul and John were talking, what a terrific job Tony has done in the portal and trying to build chemistry in the locker room. Let's talk a little baseball here.
Baseball?
Tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Diamond, the Hoos are in town to play VCU.
Yeah, there's no night games at VCU. They took away the light stanchions and took them over and put them at CarMax Park. So
that's the reason for the 3 o'clock game, huh?
Yep.
And then after the game Tuesday, Virginia is home this weekend against Clemson, three-game series Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And Virginia defeated Notre Dame in South Bend, winning 2 of 3.
The last one by a big score. I forget.
They scored so many runs that the Notre Dame fans went home early.
Softball team is ranked 17th. They're coincidentally, they're home also playing the Clemson women's softball team. So you got softball and baseball going on in Charlottesville. All right, let me ask you this, Mr. Maloney. Men's lacrosse, disappointing loss at Syracuse?
Well, let's face it. That's a tough game to play in the middle of the year, particularly as everyone's gotten used to the nice warmer weather. They had to go indoors and play on that carpet in the LMH Dome, whatever that is. And let's face it, it's a huge advantage for the home team.
Follow-up question. Yes. Carolina at home Saturday at noon, is that a game Virginia has to win to make the tournament?
Well, not to make the tournament, but if they want to win the ACC, this is a winnable situation. Now, Carolina is leading the ACC going into this game, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Virginia doesn't get fired up, because Virginia's goalie is playing great and Virginia's winning faceoffs. If they keep doing that, I think they'll beat North Carolina.
Well, it should be a terrific game Saturday at noon, Klockner Stadium. Men's golf continues to do very well. They're ranked second nationally at the moment, and Frank's men's tennis team is ranked third. This weekend is the ACC championship in Cary, North Carolina, for the men's tennis team.
Expect nothing less than a championship after losing 4-3 in the finals last year. They need to win this one. Cavaliers are coming off a big win. They crushed the Hokies.
4-0.
4-0 down in Bleaksburg.
And the importance of that is that clinched the Commonwealth Clash for UVA this year. So another victory in the Commonwealth Clash over the Hokies, which covers all the various sports.
By the way,
teams.
This has been a tough year for the Hokies. Did you see the point total? It's pretty significant. The margin?
Well, it was 11-4 after the tennis win. It may have changed a little bit after the softball, because the Hokies did take 2 of 3 from us in softball. But maybe just the last minute or so, thank our sponsors. You know, we really appreciate our listeners. We love our sponsors, some of whom we had on, you know, Paul Collins.
I got them all. Here we go.
Go down the list.
We want to thank Bobby Call Clinical Research Partners, Jody Smith, Ortho Virginia, our good friends at Crown Acura, Town Bank. Man, Kevin Lang and the crew have been fantastic to us. We've got Virginia Athletics Foundation. We've got Maxwell and Associates, and that's Jim Maxwell coming through for us. And he's been with us almost from the beginning. Hildrup Moving and Storage, back after a one-year hiatus.
Good to have them back.
Canal Capital, Noah Greenbaum, we love him. The Oaklea Press, that's fantastic supporters. We want to thank the Sabre. They've been with us from day one. Fantastic. And Jeff McDonald Associates, James River Air Conditioning, and Invictus Sales and Marketing, who's run by Paul Collins.
Yeah, so many of these people have been with us for a long time. We wouldn't be on the air without them and without our listeners, all of whom we love. And we look forward to chatting again before the first football game in August.
There may be a bonus show here like in late May, but right now this appears to be our last show of Season 17. Thank you so much. Go Hoos.
We'll be back in due course. Go Hoos.
That's it. That's it. It's all over.
Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan has been brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, Crown Acura, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, TheSaber.com, Canal Capital Management, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Maxwell and Associates, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and James River Air.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.